Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
All right, you guys, it's official. We now have a name.
Oh, we do?
For the part-time Justin and Jordan road trip.
Was that out of the room on the vote on this? Okay, let's go.
It's called Going Straight Ahead with Part-Time Justin. That's what it's called.
Going straight.
Going straight.
Going ahead. Straight. I'm going straight, y'all.
Well, because
you can't go backwards.
The car doesn't go in reverse.
Yeah,
so you have no choice but to go straight the whole way here.
All right. Sounds good.
Part-time Justin.
A certain direction.
Now full-time Justin. Are you excited about this road trip with Jordan?
I am so excited.
So, listen up, Kid Nation, because Justin's going to be making his way down south, and along the route, you might be able to help him.
Yeah.
So here's what we have planned so far for Justin to pick up this Land Rover 2001 model that was traded out in exchange for a Nintendo Switch.
Yep.
Because, you know, everybody wanted one of those. This car doesn't go in reverse. It's got heated seats except for the driver's side. Other than that, it works fine.
Yes.
And 200,000 miles. So, Justin, you're going
to—yeah. Nothing with 200,000 miles works fine.
There is a slight possibility this car does not make it. But
it's going to make it. I have faith.
We're going to try our hardest, or Justin and Jordan will try their hardest.
Oh, man.
You're going to fly into Detroit.
Michigan.
Detroit, Michigan. And then you're going to drive 5 hours to Sault Ste. Marie on Sunday evening, which is where you will make the switch.
Okay.
Oh, it sounds like a Mission Impossible.
Yeah, it does.
All right, you're going to make the switch.
Mm-hmm.
Monday, you're going to be on air with us. You're going to be in Sault Ste. Marie. You're going to drive 5 hours back to Detroit.
Oh, man. Okay. Back to
what?
Detroit.
Yeah.
They're just retracing their steps?
Sure. Oh, if you could get yourself a picture with Eminem's daughter, because
she's a babe.
She's so beautiful.
Yeah.
I think they should just get a picture with Dr. Girlfriend.
That would be easier.
Right.
Yeah.
And pick up some stuff for Big Al Mac while you're there.
Yeah, see, we're 8 Mile.
Pick up some stuff.
Yeah.
She might want to send you something. I don't know.
Yeah, true. Maybe. All right. So.
Say hello to Patches.
Wow,
you've
and it's
got
Patch.
To you meet gotta Patch.
Find Patch. Oh, I want to meet Patch.
You've got to get to the bottom of this,
Justin. If you interview Patch, $20.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right. Yes.
Okay. Tuesday.
Yes.
You're going to be on air with us. You're going to drive 6 hours to Terre Haute.
Is that Indiana?
Indiana.
Yes, sir.
Indiana. Yeah.
Going to be in Indiana.
The Hoosiers, buddy.
So exciting, isn't it?
Oh, this is.
On Wednesday, you're going to start from there. You're going to drive 4 hours to Columbia.
That's not bad. 4 hours.
Columbia. Yeah. Wow.
Isn't that a country?
Missouri.
Yeah.
Yes.
But it's also a city. But
okay.
Yes, it's also
right.
A country. But you're not going to the country because that's way too far south. On Thursday morning, you're going to start in Columbia after hanging out there with Jordan. And you're going to drive 4 hours to Joplin, Missouri.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Missouri's big.
Huge. Yeah. Is that the show me state
that's
right
the show
there?
Show me state. You got to show somebody something
Joplin.
In Missouri.
What's in Joplin?
Well, I mean, a lot of stuff's in Joplin.
A lot of Kid Nation members?
Yeah.
We got you, buddy.
Does he pick up the goat on this trip, or is that
that's
before
after.
Or after?
That's okay. After.
Is this goat even going to be a baby anymore?
No, he's a teenager.
He's full-grown Billy.
He's going through puberty.
Jenna, he's already got a goat tee.
Brisket out of goat?
A goat brisket? Well, I'm sure you can.
No, from now on,
he's asking for a friend.
We don't eat goat anymore.
I told you guys, I said no to the goat in Mexico.
We're proud owners of a goat.
No.
His name's Kid. Friday morning, you're going to be on air with us as well. You're going to leave Joplin. You're going to drive 90 minutes to Fayetteville.
Oh, that's nothing.
Arkansas.
Going to have some breakfast out there. They have delicious food.
Arkansas.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right. And then after that, you're going to drive 60 minutes to Fort Smith.
Ooh.
Get some lunch over there.
Ooh.
Okay, we got
you.
We got a lot of eating.
Scheduled on lunch.
Well, we want to keep them fed. You're going to drive 3.5 hours to Sulphur Springs for the afternoon.
Ooh, yes. I was told that that's a good location.
Yeah.
That's where the bathroom is.
Who told you
that? That's where the bathroom is.
Okay.
Some listeners, Twitter. Don't they also have natural springs there?
No, well, it's called Sulphur Springs.
That's hot springs, I think. I don't know about Sulphur Springs, maybe.
Does that mean it smells like sulfur?
I hope not.
Justin will be able to tell us because he's going to be there.
This is where those see-through toilets are?
Yeah
maybe.
In the middle of the city. So you could be doing your thing.
Yes.
While people are just walking on by.
I'm a shy performer, but I'm going to give it my best.
Do your thing.
I have a shy bladder.
Yeah. My stream stops when someone walks in the bathroom.
Really?
Yeah.
You got shy bladder.
Yeah, I do. Stage fright.
It's a very common problem.
I only feel like that at the doctor's office. But other than that, I'm cool.
I only feel like that when someone's bossing me to go in that cup.
Yeah.
I'm like, but I don't got to go right
now. Go in this cup. Is like, I don't want, no.
You just got to turn the water on.
And then they stand outside the door. You know they're sitting there and they're going to judge you for how much you put in that cup.
Have you ever opened up the little window and someone's there?
Oh. Yeah.
You know, you have to like slide it in the cupboard, but it's like open.
Have you ever set it down on the ground, then kicked it over?
Oh.
Yeah, that would be me.
You
that
kicked your pee?
Nightmare, yes.
Oh. She kicked her pee!
I've overfilled the cup before, and it leaked on my hand.
It's always a problem. It's always an
issue. Your cup runneth
over, huh? How am I just supposed to go to this line?
Can I get a gallon? All right, and then Monday morning, you'll be back in studio on air with us, okay, after your magical going straight ahead with part-time
going
Justin
straight.
And Jordan trip.
Well, there are a lot of gaps that need to be filled in.
Yeah. I know. We'll fill them in as the trip's going on, but Justin, boy, are you in luck.
Whoa.
Because I know you've been very nervous about driving the car and not having reverse.
Yes.
All you can do is go straight, and which is tough for you.
gotcha.
But we have somebody on the phone who wants to help you.
Really?
Okay. Seriously.
Yes, some tips.
Couple tips here from Kimberly. Hi, Kimberly.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody.
Hey,
hi, Kimberly.
How can you help us here? I don't understand.
Well, goodness, I have had a Jeep Grand Cherokee with reverse for about 2 years, and I have learned a lot.
What?
God.
So, is this the main car you drive, Kimberly?
Yes, and I'm still paying it off.
Okay.
You have tips for how to drive it with no reverse?
Absolutely. Now, the first thing, Justin, you got to be careful. The first thing you need to know is that your emergency brake is going to become your best friend.
Okay.
Okay, because most likely you are not going to be able to get it into reverse or to park. You're probably only going to have neutral and drive.
Oh.
You're going to have to use that emergency brake all the time, but don't forget to take the brake off before you drive.
Yes,
that's
ma'am.
Not good for the car either.
Yeah, because if you burn that off, Kimberly, then your best friend is gone.
That's right. Now, Kelly, are you taking notes for Justin? Make sure he's taking these notes.
I got it.
Absolutely.
I'm a teacher. He's got to be taking these notes now. That's
okay.
Him safe. We love our Justin.
Emergency brake.
Okay, so now, the other thing you need to know is that when you're starting the car, Justin, it needs to be in neutral. If you can't get it into park, you know, you can't start it unless it's in neutral. So
right.
That's rule number two.
Okay.
So you've got to be so fair.
All right.
So when you're parking in a parking spot, there's a few places that you can park.
Yes.
Now, the one that you'd like to get is the one where you can drive through. However, uh-huh. That's not always readily available. And the other thing is if you are going to pull into a parking space, if you can park uphill, then you can just simply put it in neutral and roll back.
Oh, look at that life hack right there from Kimberly.
Smart.
There you go. Okay.
Yes.
Now, in opposite to that, if you park downhill and you've pulled in a parking space, do not get out of the car and try to push it uphill. You're going to get squished in the car that you're
that's very
in front
true.
Of. You've got to stay safe, Justin. I wish you well in your trip.
Oh,
please
Kimberly.
Remember all of these things.
Thank you.
Emergency brake. Start it in neutral. Park uphill.
Boom.
That's the best way. You can just simply roll back
and get out
on the curb,
or on a pull through parking spot. Kimberly, that's so nice of you.
Pull through. Absolutely. You guys stay safe.
Yeah, thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
You do the same, girl.
Yes.
Please stay safe.
Stay safe, Kimberly.
Yeah. Be careful with that non-reverse. All right. Bye, Kimberly. Thank you for the advice.
I didn't realize people wore Disney clothes outside of Disney or children.
Oh, you're talking about Justin?
Yeah, my Mickey Mouse shirt?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a little statement piece. Thank you.
What's the statement?
That it's just like fun, creative. I feel like a kid with these shoes on, these like chunky shoes and these Mickey
Adidas
Mouse shirt.
Running shoes?
Yeah, they're like a little chunky kid. It reminds me of second grade with my little skinny twig legs.
Okay.
They have rollers on the bottom of your shoes?
Yeah, I know. I didn't get those. My parents didn't buy them, and the teachers like said you couldn't wear those.
Yeah, those weren't allowed because people were getting hurt.
Yeah, and they were allowed in the hallways.
Yeah.
Oh.
Distraction.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like that shirt, though.
Thank you very much.
That is a distraction.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We're 10 minutes away from announcing three names.
Yay.
One of them will play Beat the Bank.
Could be a thousandaire.
Yeah. We gave away $1,100 during one turn yesterday because Anthony got Brad's wife's last Cracker Barrel check.
In the safe deposit box.
Yep.
Yeah.
The safe deposit box. We'll announce. You signed up at KidNation.com, by the way, if you haven't signed up for that. And we also have Love Letters to Kelly coming up in 35 minutes.
Nice.
Oh, really?
Yes, Kelly.
Yes.
I know you're excited.
Oh.
Our love expert. And we have a celebrity interview. Yesterday, we had David Hasselhoff.
Uh-huh.
Got a love for... For the David. We have that up at Kid Nation.
The David?
The David.
I don't know if he's ever been called that.
The Hoff.
Really, the Hoff.
Get it right.
Yeah.
The Hoff.
It was awkward because his nephew's name is David and he's David. So
but not named after his uncle
but
David?
But not, yeah.
Really
the
weird.
Hoff.
The Hoff has four sisters. I look. Really? We grew up with four sisters. But anyways, another celebrity interview today. This one starring Big Al Mack and Maren Morris. Can I get a hallelujah? Can I get an amen? I know what you're thinking. You guys sent Big Al Mack to go talk to one of the most beautiful girls in country music. Yes.
He's the country expert.
Of course we did.
I like country. I do like some country music right now.
You know more country, I think, right, than any of us?
I don't know, but I listen to it. I will say that.
If it's Blake Shelton or Chris Jansen, yes.
Or John Party.
Yeah, he knows those. Aside from that,
that's how this goes. I do the rap ones. He does.
He's still learning. But we're going to be having that interview played in about an hour and 30 minutes.
Right.
How'd it go, Al?
It went pretty well. Okay. And she grew up not too far from here. And in fact, I was asking her if she ever listened to us. Did you listen to the show growing up?
I did. I would always, in the car, listen to you and Kid and Kelly. And just, I mean, I was so excited to do this interview because I really did grow up listening to all of you guys. And it's just so full circle to be talking to you because I've grown up hearing your voice since I was a kid.
Yeah. And now I'm hearing yours.
And you
all
don't
the time.
Age.
You are so nice.
You look the same.
Thank you so much. Thank you. So your boyfriend's not here, is he? It's going to get weird.
All right.
Yeah, then it got weird.
Yeah, so we'll play the rest of that interview.
And it got weird.
And it got weird.
She's just trying to compliment and be nice. Yeah. And Al's like, she's hitting on me.
Baby.
Yeah, did you feel the vibe? Did you feel like?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've been listening to you since I was four. Well, you're not four now, baby.
That baby.
Hallelujah.
You don't age one bit either, Maren.
That's weird.
All right.
That's weird.
It's time to place our bets, you guys, because we are going to play a fun game with Big Al Mack's interview with Maren Morris.
Oh, okay. We are? Okay.
This is an example. Blake Shelton, when was the first time Big Al Mack mentioned Blake Shelton during that interview? When
How
would you think
the interview?
That was, what, 7 minutes? 10 minutes?
Ish, yeah.
Something like that?
You have to give it down to the seconds
no,
if you want?
No, give or take a minute.
It's in the first 30 seconds.
First 30 seconds, Jenna?
Well, I'll just go with first minute.
First minute. We actually have that answer because we have to edit the interview. The Blake Shelton first mention was 2 minutes and 30 seconds
Whoa.
Into the unedited interview.
Talk See? About self-control. Wow.
Pretty good, Big Al Mack.
See?
Normally, you're right off the bat. That's See? Why Kelly went with that.
I didn't go in there just dropping Blake's.
Okay. Now we're going to take the actual bets that are not edited out. How many times do you guys think he mentions Blake Shelton during that interview? Kelly.
Okay, after that late mention, I'll say four.
Four times. Jenna?
I'll go for five.
Five times.
Wow.
I'm thinking he mentions Blake. I'm going to go with two.
Okay.
Two Blake Sheltons in there. I don't know why, Al. I feel good about it based on you saying it 2 minutes in.
Okay.
And then the last question we have for the betting. What is mentioned more in the interview? A, Blake Shelton. B, his bar. C, karaoke. Or D, Dr. Girlfriend.
Oh, it's definitely not Dr. Girlfriend.
Okay, so not cross that one
bar,
out.
Bar, karaoke, Blake Shelton.
I'm going to go with bar.
Kelly goes with bar. Jenna?
I'll go with Blake.
Jenna's going with Blake. Man. Then I'll take karaoke.
Karaoke.
All right, I'll take karaoke.
Nobody thinks you brought up Dr. Girlfriend.
I mean, I
except to
make,
say,
make it
you
awkward.
Know, my girlfriend's not here.
Right.
That instance.
Did you get the phone number so we could have a contact with Maren Morris anytime we want?
I did not get the phone number. I wanted to, but...
I never ask for celebrity phone numbers.
I thought
numbers.
It would be
Y'all
a little
crazy.
Weird. Like, a guy, I don't mind asking for the phone number, but a girl is kind of...
It's weird?
It's kind of weird. Like, why are you asking for my
I
phone
I don't
number?
Ever.
I have in the past.
Unless it's the other way around. I don't ever ask.
I was kids. Kid used to make me go get the celebrity phone numbers after the interviews.
But you got to have like a reason. Like, hey, just some kind of random. If you're ever in town and you want to do this, you want to go over here to this place we were just talking about.
Yeah.
Let me give you a call. Let me give you a call when you're in town. It's weird.
Oh, my line was, hey, kid asked me to get your phone number just in case you want to do some future projects with us.
Yeah, that's true, too. That's cool, too.
And he got a couple good friends out of that.
Yeah.
The guys from The Fray he was really good friends with.
Yeah.
The Madden brothers, Benji and Joel.
Yeah.
So it did work.
That's true. And I did get Gavin DeGarl's phone number once, and I got, that's about it. That's the end of my phone number.
Yeah.
Oh, Arsenio Hall. I got his number if I want to give him a call.
Yeah.
Jerry Springer's assistant.
Yeah. She's sweet, too.
Yeah.
She's awesome.
Very sweet.
My day was just made. I just saw a text from a Kid Nation member.
Okay.
JC, the Snapchat filter that takes away your nose is back.
JC, that video, by the way, is so creep.
You promised.
I want to recreate the video.
You've seen the guy who recreated it already?
Oh, he did? With the filter?
He's funny. No, but he put a fake butt on. But his full naked body, he did it.
Oh, JC.
But that's what I wanted to do. Because I already talked to my wife about it yesterday, so she's all set to film. And I'm just going to do 10 seconds.
Are you going
to
do a fake butt, though?
I was planning on it, but if that guy did a fake butt, then I guess I'll just put oil on it so it looks shiny like the video.
You just do it in here, nickel film it.
Hi, stranger.
If you're going to post it.
I want my wife to. I'm going to.
Why?
My butt, cause
you're going to post it,
yeah,
right?
You're going to post it for millions of people.
No, I'm going to save it. And then I'll bring it in to you guys, and then you guys can tell me if it's worthy of being posted.
Then okay, you're going to be late to the game.
Okay, we're going to tell you now. Yes, post it.
Okay.
So Nick can film it here. You can just film it here.
But I want my wife to film me.
Why?
Because she sees me naked all the time.
If it's going to be posted, what difference does it make?
That's right.
Use these high-quality cams.
Yeah.
I know, but then I want to make sure.
You want high def butt.
Yeah.
I don't want high def
butt. Are you trying to get for comedy? What are you going for here?
I'm going comedy, but I need the filter.
You
and
can't
the,
be
the...
so concerned about vanity when you're going funny.
I need the filter, so it has to be on my phone. So the camera doesn't work. Doesn't matter.
$600 Kid Craddock Morning Show future TV show cameras up in here.
He's saying he needs his phone, though.
But I need the filter.
The lighting.
Because I need the nose taken out so I look like the little face on the butt. On the butt guy.
All right, well,
why am I so concerned about you being naked?
Hi, stranger. I'll send it to you tonight, Al.
No, I don't need you to send it to me. I don't need you to send anything to me about you naked.
Have you seen this? Take a listen. It's so creepy.
You guys, it's so
just a
creepy.
Naked.
Hi, stranger.
Hi, stranger.
It's been a while.
Gotta get the voice
down. I've missed you.
I don't get it. Where is this?
It's okay.
It's just weird.
You can stare
you can
at, my
look
butt.
At my butt.
Yeah. That's all I'm doing. Just that part.
Oh. I feel like I can really be vulnerable around you.
Maybe this too. I gotta write them all down.
I saw this. I was like, but I don't, is it from something? It's just
no. You're not supposed to get it. It's just weird.
It's just weird.
Yeah.
Okay.
I even have a little sound machine that has a similar music to it, so I could bring it in. I already have my props all set up. If Nick wants to come to my house and film it with my phone, that's fine.
Oh my gosh! Just film it.
That's weird.
Yeah. Oh yeah, we're gonna film it. I got the white bed sheet ready to go.
Oh my!
You're really overthinking it. Just film it.
I know.
And
you're
do it.
You're gonna put the Kid Craddock logo in the. In the shot?
Yeah, I'll give it to Nick so he can put it on the...
Butt.
That's what
probably
you do.
On your butt.
Put the stickers on your butt.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I'll take some home today.
There you go. Yeah. Put stickers on your butt.
Look at that. Hi, stranger.
And put the mic flag on... No, never mind.
It's okay. That's not showing.
What other endorsements can we throw in the shot?
Our mic flag's not big enough.
Actually, it might be a little too big. Yeah. It might be a little too big.
All right. We got that to look forward to.
Yeah, right.
Oh, Big Al Mac, you did a video for Beat the Bank yesterday. I saw you in the...
Oh, yeah, I did. I did exactly what it is. It's a Beat the Bank video. So it's a rap, but it's kind of an extended rap.
Whoa.
Is it a whisper rap?
Yeah. Whisper the whole doggone thing.
Normally the song is about 20 seconds. This one's a minute 15. Are we going to world premiere it right now?
World premiere right here,
right before
now.
We announce the names.
This is the Beat the Bank rap, but it's a tutorial for Beat the Bank.
Okay. Is it good?
Listen.
Okay.
Beat the Bank.
He's all.
Beat the Bank. Let me tell you about a way. To win some cash, you'll want to play. Step one is simple. Just go online, listen for your name, and add the time. If we call your name, pick up the phone. Whether you're in your car or in your home, then we'll play for the money. If you're married, don't tell your honey. And our banker is sly as a fox. He may say dollars or safe deposit box. Either way, you'll want to participate. Win up to a grand, then go procreate. Beat the bang. Beat
Let's go!
All right.
Okay.
You have to see the video.
Oh, my God.
But then you have to watch Al watching himself.
Yeah.
In the video. He's so proud.
Did you see how proud he was?
He's so proud.
Thank you.
All right, you guys have a lot.
It's
to
like
watch
I'm watching
today
a kid watch Lil Wayne for the first time ever. It's just like, oh my gosh.
I've never seen
He's like, so. I'm so good. I'm so good. Look at me. I'm so good.
It's like, oh my God, Tupac is still alive.
Oh my gosh.
Oh man.
That was bad.
Yeah. Just when you thought it was going to end. And now, you keep going.
I love how seriously you took it. You were passionate. I love that.
Hey, man. I take my job very seriously, Kelly.
Right. I loved it.
All right. It's time to play Beat the Bank. We got three names we're going to announce. The first one to call us back, you will get to play. It's that simple. Jenna, why don't you do the honors this hour for us?
I always mess them up. All right. The three names for this hour are Ashley DeLate or DeLette, Brittany Worrell, Stephanie McMullen Hamilton. Stephanie McMullen Hamilton, Brittany Worrell, Ashley DeLate or DeLette. Your 10 minutes start now. The phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT. Yeah.
Your 10 minutes start now. We'll play next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Beat the bank. Waiter at IHOP did a good deed. Now he's got all the job offers he needs.
It's time for Tidbit News.
Oh. A twofer.
Which will return after we do Beat the Bank.
Because I don't know what he's talking about.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
There's a little tidbit news for you there, Kelly, from Big Al Mac.
I'm excited.
But first, we got to try to give away some money. Stephanie, how are you doing?
I am fantastic.
Look at you.
Good. Stephanie, you sound mighty peppy this morning.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I'm about to die right now.
Oh, don't do that.
Well, that's not something to be peppy about.
I'm so excited.
Yeah. You're Stephanie McMullen Hamilton.
How about that for a mouthful, right?
Yeah.
You decided to hyphenate, huh?
I did, but I go by Sam, so, you know, it's a lot easier for my students to pronounce it.
Yeah. Now, which one goes first? Usually the maiden name, and then you hyphenate with...
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, my maiden name, and then my married name.
Okay. And you said you're a teacher?
I'm an athletic trainer and teacher, yes.
Oh, yeah. All right then.
So you tape up all the football players, volleyball players, anybody who needs taping, right?
Anybody and everybody. That's right.
Would you advise kids not to try to tape themselves because they cut off circulation all the time?
Yeah, it's terrible and it would put me out of a job.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
There you go.
Any kids, Stephanie?
I do. I have a 21-year-old stepson and a 9-month-old daughter.
Aww.
All right.
Little girl. What's her name?
Sadie Ann Marie.
Sadie Ann Marie. That's a cute name.
She looks just like her stinking daddy, but she is absolutely adorable.
That's the way it always is,
right?
Isn't it?
Well, Sadie.
That's just it.
Here's Kelly Raspberry to tell you how we play Beat the Bank.
Yeah, it's Beat the Bank with a little bit of a twist. You may have heard it, but I'll explain it just in case. The banker is still locking you in the vault. He's going to holler out the dollar amounts. But there is a chance he could say safe deposit box. Mm. Now, you could stop on that or you can keep going to see how high the dollar amounts will go. But if you stop on a safe deposit box, there's three choices, 1, 2, or 3. Inside one of those boxes could be cash and prizes worth up to $3,000. Could be...
Okay.
Not nearly that much, as we have witnessed, but you never know. And if you don't want to stop there, that's fine. You can keep going, but it could go up to 1,000. Right. You could still go up to 1,000. Even if it does, you have to say stop even at 1,000 because the vault will still close.
I got it.
Got it. Okay,
we could already tell your stop's going to be loud and clear because you sound excited this morning.
Yeah, man.
Well, it's pouring down rain where I am, and I'm pulled over on the side of the road, so I'm trying to make sure that I can hear you guys and you guys can hear me.
Hey, we're to be safe. Hey, it's always better to be safe,
too. That's right.
All right,
Steph. So I do have a question, though.
Oh, you do? Go ahead.
Big Al, how you feeling?
So exciting.
Stephanie, I happen to love my athletic trainer, just like you do on your coffee mug on your Facebook page.
Oh, thank you.
Well,
it's National Athletic Training Month, so that's what it's for.
A woman calls and says she's a trainer. I'm sorry. I got to leave. So I'm feeling extremely good, young lady. Extremely good.
That's what I want to hear, Big Al.
All right. You go with your feeling, though, okay?
Yes, because I don't know anything.
Okay, thank you.
All right, Stephanie, let's go inside the vault. Let's play
Beat the Bank.
Sixty. 100.
150. Safe deposit box.
Stop.
Gonna risk it.
Everybody wants a safe deposit box.
Here we go.
Come on. You have a choice between one, two, or three, Stephanie.
Okay, yesterday I said three, so let's go with three.
Okay.
That's the first.
Come on, baby. Come on, Jenna. Do me right, baby. Yep.
All right.
All right, young lady.
If it matters, three is the cutest. It's a little locker.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, it's like a for reals locker.
Okay.
What we got? Like a school locker.
It has a lock on it. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Just taking it off. You know the combo? Cool.
I got the combo. Okay. I'm pulling out a white piece of paper for you.
Okay.
What?
Oh, Jenna's face is not... No.
What, Jenna?
1962 Topps Babe Ruth baseball card, value $50.
It's only valued at $50?
$50?
Is it damaged?
Was he playing in 19...
The Sultan of Swat? Seriously?
Oh, wait, hold on. What was it? A 19...
62 Topps Babe Ruth baseball card.
Yeah, he wasn't playing in 1962. Must have been a different Babe Ruth, Kelly.
Yeah, not the right one.
Oh, I'm sorry, Stephanie. I wanted it to be something big. But I had no idea what was in it.
That's what she said. Well, Stephanie, you know, you took a gamble and you got $50 at least something.
Sounds
more than you had this morning.
Better than nothing.
There you go.
That is more than I had.
I'm going to throw in about 2,000 Kid Craddock Morning Show bonus points. Okay.
Yeah. And now,
excellent.
Big Al Max said he was feeling extremely awesome.
I was.
I know.
Let's see how high it would have gone if we would have continued.
Oh, 240. God,
okay. 300. 350. 410. 550.
Oh.
670.
I'm gonna go throw
770.
Up.
770.
I'm sorry.
Don't do it.
1,000.
No.
That's terrible.
Oh, it is
my husband
terrible.
Is going
right.
to be so mad at me.
Don't tell him.
Don't tell him.
He's listening. He called me while I was waiting for you guys.
It's
he's
a different Stephanie
me.
McMahon Hamilton.
Yeah. I just happen to have the same absolutely adorable daughter with the same name.
This is not Stephanie McMahon Hamilton. This is Stephanie Hamilton McMahon.
Yeah.
What's his name? At least give him a shout out. Maybe he'll feel better about that.
My husband's name is Greg Hamilton.
All right, Greg.
I love you, honey.
Yeah, we love you, Greg.
Be proud of your wife, man. She took a gamble. It's cool.
She's safe. She pulled over on the side of the road.
She was safe.
I did.
All right, Stephanie. You go train those kids today, okay?
Thank you, guys. I love you guys.
We love you, too. Hold on for us. We'll get you your 1962 Babe Ruth card, which is impossible to get.
I didn't like that one, you know? Yeah. I wanted her to win a lot.
I did, too. I love her.
She's good energy.
Yeah. All right, Al, you want to finish your
tidbit
news real quick?
Tidbit news. So Joe Thomas received national attention after a photo of him at work at an IHOP in Springfield, Illinois, was posted on the company's Facebook page. Thomas was pictured as he helped a disabled woman eat her meal at the restaurant. It goes on to say that basically he saw the lady and her husband in the restaurant, and the man would stop eating to help her eat. And he said, I wasn't doing anything, so I just wanted to go over there and help her eat so that he wouldn't have to stop eating they can enjoy their meal together.
Aww.
And so since then, he's been offered a few jobs after this photo went viral.
Oh, they're trying to steal him?
And even a job as a nurse and whatnot. So he said, I was just trying to help somebody. Wasn't doing it for any kind of recognition.
That's cool.
He just wanted to help somebody out. So, Mr. Thompson, appreciate it.
Mr. Thompson.
And that was another edition of Tidbit News.
Yeah, if you see somebody that needs a little help, it's okay to step up.
Okay to help them.
Just like he did.
Yep.
Don't do it because you think good things are going to happen. It just comes your way.
Yep.
Just like that. Love Letters to Kelly's coming up next. You write the letters at kidnation.com. We receive them. And we try to answer them, or Kelly does, to the best of her abilities. And she is the love expert.
My abilities today feel a little
Well,
hampered.
Kelly,
sluggish.
A good Christian girl. or a girl that has turned into a good Christian girl, wasn't always one, needs a little advice.
Wasn't always one.
Yeah, we'll get that next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
30 minutes away from playing Beat the Bank again. Stephanie just came in, took the safe deposit box, scored herself a 1962 Babe Ruth Topps baseball card.
Woo!
Sounds expensive, right?
Yeah.
It's not, because Babe Ruth was not playing in 1962, so we don't know who that Babe Ruth was. That card was only worth $50.
Oh. I think it's the same Babe Ruth, but he wasn't an active player. So.
No.
Yeah. Man, that was disappointing.
So she ended up with $50, but hey, sometimes you got to gamble.
That's the way Beat the Bank go.
It could have easily been the $3,000 price.
Could have been.
We don't know.
And or it could have been the $1,000 that the bank vault had that particular turn. We never know. That's why. That's the lovely thing about Beat the Bank. It's always different. Just like love.
Just like love.
Love is always
different. Every relationship is not the same. And that's why we have Kelly Raspberry to answer all your questions about love and relationships.
Yeah. Let me stand up. Maybe that'll help my...
All right.
Brain.
Yeah, stand up,
Maybe
Kelly.
The blood will flow
Get the
better.
Oxygen going.
All right.
Try.
Let's help Kid Nation with
love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I have been with my boyfriend for 5 years, and we have a daughter together. He moved in his best friend to live on our couch 3 years ago.
Yeah.
It's caused so many problems in our relationship. I don't want to leave, but I want to live in my house and have room to move around, not to have to clean up after everyone that's a live-in guest. What should I do, Sarah?
You need to have the talk.
But it's so cool to have your best friend there.
No, it's not.
You're playing video games all the time, so cool.
On the couch. Now, I have opened my home to people, and this is not a reflection on my situation, but I'm about to get married, and so the people who are living with me right now know that it's time for them to leave.
Yeah.
You know, there's times and places where you can open your home to friends in need. They're in a transitional period.
Mm-hmm.
And that's fine. Not 3 years down the road. That's not cool. That's not okay.
Yeah.
So it's time to put on your big girl panties, which is an old cliche statement, but it's very true.
Yeah.
And you tell your man who's acting like a little boy.
Yeah.
If you don't take care of this, I am. And it's time to ask our friend to make other arrangements. We're not helping him anymore. You're a crutch for him. And it's affecting our relationship. So if you want to have a happy home and a good environment, it's time for him to move on down the road.
Okay.
Please leave.
The thing about moochers, you think they'll give you every sad sob story in the book. I've nowhere else to go. They will always find somebody else.
Yeah,
a moocher is a moocher is a moocher.
It's enabling at some point.
They will find somebody else. So there you go.
Yeah.
He just needs a couch, a crash room.
Yeah. No, it's been 3 years. That's not a crash couch situation.
Yeah.
I bet he's not contributing to the rent. I bet he's not contributing to utilities. I bet he's not contributing to food. Yeah. I guess this is a full-on mooch.
He's trying to get on his feet.
Yeah. I had a girlfriend live with me for 6 weeks, and she slept in my bed.
With you?
Yeah.
But it was temporary, and
you
knew that.
I just, the cat was the problem. That cat.
Oh.
I woke up every night in the middle of the night with that cat pushing on my butt, like needing it.
The cat needed your butt?
Cat need, and I'd throw it out.
What are you doing,
so
cat?
Mad.
I need your butt.
Yeah. You know what I'm talking about. And you know what I'm talking about.
You can add that in your little filter. Get your cat involved.
Yeah.
Your butt video, JC.
Oh,
no.
Man,
yes.
Scratch my butt.
Love letters.
I'll scratch yours.
Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
Just a heads up, I'm on the younger side. Now, I think I'm into a new guy, but the only thing is he wants to be a preacher when he gets out of school.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Now, I haven't always been a good Christian girl, but I'm trying. Now, we get along, and I think he's into me, but the usual passion I feel is missing. And by that, I mean I'm not dying to do laundry with him like I usually am. Is this because we don't know each other very well yet, or is this the way I'm going to feel if I keep dating Christian guys? From Elizabeth.
No, that's not the way you're going to feel if you keep dating Christian guys. But there are several reasons this could be happening to you. What if God wants to keep this man pure for the ministry?
Yeah.
And he and the Holy Spirit is killing the desire in you, so you won't tempt him to be astray.
Whoa.
Maybe these feelings are being kept at bay inside of you,
Preach
so you
Kelly.
Won't be screwing his
that's
future
right.
up and taking him off a spiritual path.
Preach it,
you know, this
Kelly
could be God's through. Hands over you. We don't know. It's a bigger picture than what we realize. So, I mean, if you're not feeling him, you know.
Yeah, maybe he's not cute.
Yeah, I mean, you're just not feeling him and you're not attracted to him in a way that this is a long-term relationship. But don't try to talk yourself into to getting busy with the man that wants to be a man of the Lord. Maybe the Lord's protecting him from you.
That's what he's doing.
Yeah.
Preachers have kids.
Most yeah, the preacher preacher can.
I'm saying, but they, you know, yeah, also said, if they want to remain pure yeah. until they're married, I mean, that's yeah. A life of devotion to God.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean he won't get married and have a wonderful life with his wife someday. But, I mean, that could, wouldn't that be something if that's the Lord killing that feeling
yeah.
in you?
Yeah,
I mean, who knows?
Helping him out.
But I'm not saying there's anything wrong with you.
No.
You don't always feel that way. You could date people and it's more like a platonic thing. And maybe that's just, if you
see,
don't feel
I want that,
that
feeling.
Kind of connection.
That's
yeah.
the only thing that separates it from friendship.
The passion.
Right.
Yeah,
if you don't have
attraction.
That passion, maybe this is not the life mate for you. Maybe. Or maybe it could grow.
For some people, it's very important. For some people, they get away with not needing that passion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, some do. Some don't. Yeah.
And some people just, you know, I don't
some people got to have it.
Someday it just shows up, right? You're just yeah. like, hey, there it is. Yeah. There.
Whoop, there.
Whoa, whoa.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Here, Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I've been in a long-distance relationship with a guy for a little over 2 years. He's 21. I'm 22. So, my problem is I've been keeping a secret from my family, him, and he knows it. Yeah. I can't let my family know or else I'll be kicked out of my house. I don't want to lose my family just because I'm dating someone, nor do I want to lose the man that I want to be with. It's just from her perspective. I think that's her mother. We'll probably edit some out. From the mom's perspective, it's our racial and religious differences that are the problem. I even thought of breaking up with him when he comes over this May. We still love each other, but for his future, I think he should find someone else to have a normal relationship with. How should we deal with this problem, Alice?
Well, true. He needs to find someone else because if it's a true love and you're willing to stand by that love, that you're like, I'm willing to give up the financial support from my family. You're a grown woman now.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. And there's a point where you have to take a stand and say, and it's also these are religious people, there's a point when you leave your parents and cleave to one another as mm-hmm. a married couple. I mean, you're still very young, but I mean, if you're not old enough to say, well, I'm in love, but I still need mommy and daddy to cook for me and do my laundry and pay my rent and stuff, then you're not mature enough for this type of relationship. Because if you can't even stand up to your parents, how are you going to stand up to the world as a couple?
Exactly.
There's so many other factors that are going to be coming in. It's, you know, but probably time to move on from this one because you're not emotionally mature to handle it.
Or just to cut the losses, you know? I mean, well, when you're in a relationship and there's a family dynamic and one person's family doesn't like the other, your mate, that's a real difficult
thing. I wouldn't be kept a secret for 2 years.
No, I wouldn't either.
I'm like, you know, after 2 years,
I would want to meet the family.
I would not be kept a secret.
I wouldn't either.
I wouldn't want to date anybody who is not proud to be seen with me and show me off. I don't understand that.
Even that girl that I dated 5 years ago, and her mom lived up in the Hamptons.
What was her name?
Ava Braunacy. That's what we called her on the radio.
Because
why?
Mom didn't want her daughter dating a black man.
Right.
Oh.
So and I don't remember.
She was
who
very,
she was German or
did she hide
I think
you?
So.
And so she, but you know what? As much as her, she didn't want to expose me to that turmoil, she did tell her mom she was dating a black dude. And her mama was about to come down here and do something. I don't know what she was going to do.
What's she going to do?
I
A parent controls their children. You know, first of all, it's fear. And then as they get older, it's by money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Until you're ready to step away from mama and daddy's money, they got you under their thumb.
But as a parent, don't you want your daughter to be happy? And if Al's making her happy and he's good to her?
No, as a parent, you don't look at that always.
No, that's my baby.
You want what you think is best.
Yeah, right.
I know it's best for my child, and it's not him or her.
I'd be like, bye, fam.
Bye, Famisha.
Yeah.
Familia.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I've been dating a guy for 7 months, and now he decides he doesn't know what he wants. I'm so hurt by this, but I still love him so much, and it hurts. He says he will always love me, and right now he doesn't know what he wants, that it's all in God's hands. I don't know what to do.
A lot of religious love letters this morning.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do. I'm heartbroken, Liz.
Liz, you got to live your life. You can mope about it for a minute, but you can't. I mean, the more you start, but I miss you, I need you, and showing up on his doorstep, you're just going to push him further away.
No.
So you got to go out and live your fabulous life. let him see what he's missing, and maybe he'll come back. Maybe he won't. But while you're out there living your fabulous life, someone else might enter it.
There you go.
You know? So you just got to go out. I know it hurts. 7 months is a long time. In the big scheme of things, it's really not.
It's not.
But 7 months, that's about the time he decided, well, I've got to do right by her. I can keep stringing her along or be honest. At least you got to give him credit for that.
Yeah.
He could have strung way better than a guy who's like, I don't know what I want.
Well, I mean, it's not that he's a bad guy. It's not that he's a bad guy always. It's just like this isn't, you know, after 7 months, I realized this isn't
sometimes,
really what I want.
Yeah, you should think stuff changes. Like, you know, that guy that you were dating one time and he said, you told the
guy.
I'm
just not feeling it.
I'm not feeling it.
No, he told me.
Yeah, okay. I'm not feeling it.
And we just came off like a really great date. And I, out of the blue, he called me the next morning and he said, I woke up this morning, I just didn't feel the same way. I'm like, what happened? He's like, I don't know. I just don't feel the same.
But thank you and for not wasting my time, right?
Here's young Kelly. Young Kelly showing up at his doorstep looking like a fool.
Hey!
I did. I'm not telling you these things being judgy. It's because I lived through it
right.
and made a fool of myself time and time again.
Right.
It doesn't work. And do you want a guy that you have to beg back and convince to give you one more chance?
No.
And it's just like, oh, it's never right.
Because is that guy going to treat you right?
He's
probably going
to go
off and keep looking at girls because he's not invested in you.
No, he's got to come running back to you willingly. Right. You don't want to beg him back.
Tell
so go
him.
Live your fabulous life. If he sees how fabulous you are and comes back, great. If he doesn't, you're going to find somebody else. I promise.
Yeah. Bumble.
Yeah. But be sad for a minute.
It's okay to be sad.
Be sad for a minute. That's
cry it away.
I'm not saying you're Wonder Woman. You can bounce back.
Yeah, be sad. And then be done.
Yeah.
Be sad and be done.
Go grab some drinks with your girlfriends, and then next thing you know, boom, there he is.
Dr. Phil says, give yourself a date. A date that you're going to not be sad anymore.
I don't buy that, but.
So sad me. It's easier said than done, but
sure.
It is like you don't allow yourself. Like you can be sad, and you have moments of sadness. Yeah. You can't help it. But don't allow yourself to wallow.
Snap out of it.
Right.
Make sure you
move
snap
on,
yourself out of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
There it is. Love letters to Kelly. KidNation.com is where you write love letters to Kelly.
These are real letters, yo.
Yeah. And look, if you're in a biracial relationship and you're dealing with what the other letter is dealing with, here's a text from a Kid Nation member. 11 years with my significant other and my family didn't approve of the racial differences. I left my family money and I don't regret a thing because I grew up more when I left. See?
Awesome. Hmm.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Beat the bank. Winning a grand may not change your life, but it could end some debt or strife. Beat the bank.
True.
Ending debt or strife is life-changing.
All about ending strife.
Could be.
Let's meet our contestant for round two of Beat the Bank, because we play twice a day, so don't worry if you didn't get in today. We'll play again tomorrow.
All right.
Caitlin, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you guys this morning?
Good.
Doing great. You were the first one to call back out of the three that we called, so that means you get to play Beat the Bank. Yay.
I'm so excited.
Good. Are you at work right now?
No, I actually was about to get ready for work.
Oh.
What do you do?
I am a cosmetologist.
Yeah, oh, very necessary work. I'm serious.
Right,
yes.
God's work.
Making God's work more beautiful.
Yes, very
fulfilling. Well put, Kelly.
And that's how you do it right there. Here's how the game works, Caitlin. We're going to put you in there with the banker. He's going to be throwing dollar amounts your way. You dodge those until you find one you like. When you find one you like, all you got to do is yell, stop. That's how much you will get to keep. Now, he's also throwing around some safe deposit boxes.
Yeah.
You can say stop there, then you'll get to pick between the numbers 1, 2, or 3. Whichever one you pick, Jenna will open up that box. You'll get what's inside. Or you can pass it up and keep going, because he'll have more numbers coming your way. It can get up to $1,000. If you don't say stop before that door closes, you'll get nothing, okay?
All righty.
Those are the rules, I believe. Now, Big Al, you're feeling, how you feeling today?
Medium well. Medium well. You're a steak person? Medium well.
Okay.
She'll take that.
All right.
Okay. All right. Caitlin just wants to get down.
You ready, Caitlin?
Okay. Yeah. Taking it all
I'm
in.
So ready.
Okay.
Cosmetology stuff to do later.
Get to it.
All right. Let's get to it. Let's play.
Beat the bank.
$120. Safe deposit box. 200.
Oh, you wanted to stop at the safe deposit box? Okay.
I'm hoping I'm doing it.
There's hopes. Okay. Which number do you want? 1, 2, or 3?
Two.
Two.
What's number two?
All right.
Number two, a very popular number.
It is very popular.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, it's a...
All right.
And we change them out every day, so it's all, something different.
Mm-hmm.
White Cheddar gets to business.
It's Brown Square.
The Brown Square box.
It's been very popular.
Okay.
Okay, I'm opening up your white piece of paper.
Feeling good.
And on it, it reads, for 1921 Standing Liberty Quarters.
It's a dollar.
What is that one?
Standing Liberty.
What's that mean?
Well, I never heard of these from back in 1921.
Yeah.
And quarters... The value?
Yeah.
$760.
Woo! Wow. Good.
Woo! Good job, girl.
Really good. Yay.
$760 thanks to those four quarters.
They are worth $190 each if you're curious.
Nice.
Yeah. I've heard such a thing.
It's good to know. Oh. What are you going to do with $760 once you sell those?
I don't know. Buy a new couch.
Yeah, you can definitely get a new couch.
Very practical. Every time you sit on it, you'll think, I won that.
You know what?
Plan beat the bank.
I love a good couch.
Oh, who doesn't?
A deep one that you can sleep on.
Yeah. I'm looking for a sectional, Jenna.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, there's plenty of those. All right, hey, just for fun, Caitlin, we want to see how high it would have gone. I think you did pretty well, though.
200. 230. 360. 390. 420. 450. 600. 720. 800.
Oh boy, we're still good. We're still good. Yeah, we're still good.
It's only 40 more.
890.
What? Not again.
Is he going twice?
Okay.
Hey, you got most of it.
You weren't sure.
$760 is great money.
Yep.
Caitlin.
Yes, it is.
Well played. Yes. Enjoy your $760, okay?
Or just play quarters with them.
Go to the arcade.
Whoops.
Hold on for us, Caitlin. We'll play again tomorrow. Sign up at KidNation.com. We play at 720 and 820 Central every single day. Coming up next.
Can I get a hallelujah? Woo.
Can I get an amen? Big Al Max sat down with Maren Morris.
I did.
Beautiful girl.
Beautiful girl.
Got the voice. She's tiny too, right?
Ooh,
big
tiny,
voice.
Tiny thing. Yep.
All right. How did Big Al Mac do with this interview? With one of the hottest country stars out there right now, we'll find out next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Can I get a hallelujah? Can I get an amen?
Maren Morris. The logo, the big voice.
The real big voice. There's a lot of writing as well.
She does.
A lot of writing. It's actually how she got her start.
As a writer.
As a writer, yeah.
Oh, that's cool. Big Al Matt got to sit down with her, and we have a couple bets running on it. Like, how many times does he mention Blake Shelton during the interview? Kelly says 4.
Yep.
Jenna said 5. I had faith in Al that he wouldn't bring him up too much, and I said 2.
Okay, thank you, JC.
What is mentioned more in the interview? Kelly says his bar.
Bar, yeah.
Jenna said Blake Shelton. I said karaoke singing.
Because Shia did a little research, and she does like karaoke.
Oh, but the other option was Dr. Girlfriend, nobody went with that.
Nobody went with that one, so we'll just
sketch
that one right there. There's only one way to find out, and that is to listen to the interview with Big Al Mac and Maren Morris.
So you're home.
I'm home.
How cool is this?
It's very crazy. I've never played a room this big, like under my own show.
Yeah.
This is cool.
What's going there? Butterflies?
A little bit. I know it's weirder playing in front of people that you know, because there's going to be a lot of familiar faces and family. And it's harder to do that than I think the Grammys.
Really?
Because there it's like, okay, it's a sea of people. But here, I don't know. It's like way more intimate. It just gets, I get more butterflies, I think.
How many times did you pinch yourself before or after the Alicia Keys duet?
All throughout, basically.
That was awesome, by the way.
Thank you.
Yes.
I love Alicia. We met last year doing a Crossroads special for CMT.
Okay.
Where they put like two unlikely artists together, and that's how we met. And so when I got the offer to do the performance for the Grammys, I was like,
Like, hello, hello.
Please, Alicia. Like this, it just, you know, they've always put artists together for the Grammys to make these like Grammy moments happen.
Yeah, sure.
And it was so cool that I got to actually sing my song with someone I've already worked with before.
Absolutely.
And have that rapport. So, and she's the best. She's like the most.
Oh, she's awesome.
Centered, kind, humble person.
She is. I agree. Now we're both big karaokeers.
Oh yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
I'm
you have
serious.
A song?
I'm a serious. Do I have songs?
Oh,
yes.
You have a catalog.
Oh, yeah. And I'm seriously in the country. So, Blake Shelton, oh. Neon Lights.
Oh, cool.
Honey Bee.
That's a good one.
I could go on and on.
I'd
Chris
like
Jansen,
to see this.
Buy Me a Boat. Well, you can. I own a bar right up the street. So.
That's right. I think I've been there.
Shut up. Have you sang karaoke in my bar?
I haven't sang karaoke. I definitely have been there with some friends.
In fact, Kelly's birthday. You should come to Kelly's birthday party.
When is it?
It's April 13th. I think I saw on your, not that I was stalking you, but I think I saw on your schedule that you have that night off.
Is that her actual birthday?
Yeah.
Mine's
is.
The 10th. Oh my
really?
Goodness. That's crazy.
We'll make it.
Aries.
Well, there you go. We'll make it the big Kelly Raspberry and Maren Morris.
Joint birthday party.
Birthday party.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to be awesome. So, I don't know how long do we, you're looking at your watch. We're good? We're good. Okay.
Oh,
back
my.
To karaoke. I didn't ask you. What was your karaoke song?
I go between Halo by Beyonce.
Oh my.
It's a good, good one.
Oh,
and
yeah.
then
oh,
I
yeah.
love. One of
oh my!
Oh my! Oh yeah!
What was that, Al? Oh my!
Oh no!
Oh my!
No, man!
Yeah! Oh my! Can we get that? Oh my! Forever! Oh my!
Sound like Migos.
All right. Yes. Oh my! All right. Back to the interview. Oh my!
Oh my!
Okay, song.
Back.
I go between "Halo" by Beyonce.
Oh my!
It's a good, good one. And then, I love. Wannabe, the Spice Girls.
Yeah.
Some Cardigans, Loveful, you know, love me, say. That one.
Okay.
That's
okay.
a good karaoke song.
I love that. And when's the last time you sang karaoke?
Oh, my gosh. I think it was like 4 or 5 months ago. And the only reason I did it was a dare because the bar happened to have my song My Church in the karaoke catalog. So my boyfriend dared me that I wouldn't do it and sing my own song. But I did.
Did people... I'm sure they recognized you and they thought, oh, that's Maren Morris.
I mean, they were hammered, but I think they thought either I was her or like a really good impressionist.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, it wasn't my best performance because I had had a couple drinks, but he lost the bet.
Yeah, Ryan, your boyfriend. He's kind of an up-and-coming, maybe he's already upped and arrived. I'm not sure, but he's...
he's up and coming.
Yeah.
He's doing it. He's on the Thomas Rhett tour right now. We're both going to the ACMs. He's going to be my red carpet date.
Cool.
And it's cool to both be sort of going through this at the same time and have each other to lean on through all of it. But he's amazing. He's an amazing artist.
Should he not win a Grammy and you have a Grammy, is that going to create any animosity between
some
the two
resentment?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so, because he sort of already was successful before I met him.
Yeah.
He had all these like hits and like a number one song with Blake Shelton that he wrote and
sorry people say Blake Shelton.
Blake.
Yeah, I'm kind of weird about
it. I don't think you can go tit for tat on things like that. I think that's like the recipe for disaster.
Yeah, you're probably
but we
right.
That's just a bonus. Like if you win an award, it's a bonus. We already believe in each other's music so much and are so supportive that you can't get like that if someone wins.
But having said that, you probably keep the Grammy on your side of the bed.
Yeah.
See you later. Thanks.
Bye.
See you later. Bye.
What an end.
Oh, she's so nice. You're so lucky she talks a lot.
Yeah, man. Yeah, because doing these little interviews like this, it's always tough because you're trying to get, you know, listen, trying to think of a place to put your question, but you have to listen to them, and if something interesting...
Yeah, you got to listen, Al.
And I'm not good at interviews, period.
You did
talking.
Al, you did great.
That's good, because you let her talk. That was nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my.
Oh my, yeah.
Oh my.
Oh my. Yeah.
Oh my. You want to see the full 8-minute interview? It's going to be up at kidnation.com, and the winner of the competition he mentioned Blake Shelton twice, his bar once, karaoke 3 times.
Oh, you win, JC.
Karaoke. And that was Jenna, right?
That was mine.
Did you? Oh. See, we were pushed, though. Like, you talked about Blake Shelton a lot.
Yeah.
You set us up. For
I said he, you know, referring to Blake Shelton, the actual word.
No, you did. You didn't talk
about
it too
much. Yeah. You mentioned the bar and karaoke in the same breath.
Blake Shelton only twice. Al, that's the low.
Well,
except that little weird moment where he's like, "I'm kind of weird about that."
The creep.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.